Morning, Boker Tov. Today's after the Durm Daf Chav Ches. The Durm Daf Chav Ches. We left off at Chav Zayin Amabez at the bottom at the Mishnah. Daf Chav Zayin Amabez the Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah. Nedrin laharogin ulecharamim ulemeisin. You let him make a neder to those that are gonna literally commit murder, or charamim, those that are gonna take away your assets. They're going to steal from you. Well, the mechsin or the tax collectors. What neder are you making? You make a neder sheet chuma. You make a neder that, let's say, that the whatever produce they want to come claim and take away, you make a neder that the following item is chuma. So no point if you're taking it, it's chuma. Afal pi shein chuma, even though it's not really chuma. Or you make a neder shein shel beis hamelech. Afal pi shein shel beis hamelech. Or you make a neder that the following items belong to the king, even though in reality it doesn't belong to the king. You're allowed to make such a neder in order to save yourself from these haragim, haramim, and maichsim. So let's just go over this idea step by step. First of all, what is going to be the neder? The Gemara is going to explain the neder is simple. You're not making a neder that this is true, but it's not a neder. You make a neder, the Gemara is going to say that the payers of the world should be usher to me if this is not really truma. So I'm usher to eat any payers in the world if this is truma. So he's demonstrating very clearly to this perpetrator that it really is truma, because otherwise he's going to be usher to all payers in the world. Now, the Gemara is going to elaborate that what's happening over here is this is not really a classic case of, it's not Nidri Sheg again. Nidri Sheg is when a person makes a nether by mistake. He made a nether and he didn't realize that the nether he was being chal, he made it based on a false pretense, or he made a mistake down the road. Nidri Einsim is where the nether was fulfilled by mistake. Over here, this seems to be similar to those topics. It's actually a discussion. It's just a continuation of Nidri Einsim Manas, Machlekes in the Rishenim. It is considered part of that parsha, but clearly it's a different set of rules. The Gemara is going to explain that what's happening over here is he really is making a neder. And really the payers are usher to him, but he just wants to be usher for a day. A person can last a day without payers of the ilum. A person can't last forever without being able to partake in any payers. So he doesn't express that it's just for the day. He says the payers should be usher to me, and he means in his mind just for the day. And the chiddush is because he's under duress in the situation, he's allowed to make a neder, and we don't consider the fact that it's just for the day, dvarm shebelev, normally be dvarm shebelev. He made a neder, this is usher to me. He didn't say explicitly, it's only for the day, so it's usher forever. Because over here, he's under duress, we allow for that machshava, he's being forced. We allow for the machshava that's just for the day to take effect. We say it's normal, it's not called dvarm shebelev, it's normal for a person to have that in mind under the circumstances. And therefore, the neder works just for the day, so it serves the purpose because the, again, this is all going to be in the Gemara. It serves a purpose because the person who's attacking him thinks he's making an eder, and this is usher forever. Must be saying the truth. He only has a mind for the day, but it works. But you see, the chayra, the pasha says this is an eder that's actually taking effect. Nidre Einsim, we said, don't need a heter, don't take effect. Nidre Shkagas, don't take effect. This neder, the way the Gemara explained, seemingly takes effect. We'll speak more about that shortly. But the Rishonim asked a very obvious question. You have a guy that's willing to murder him to steal his assets, and you can tell him, oh, it's truma. Now he's Machbaran. He has Machuma. He's willing to kill him. Beis HaMelech, we understand. But you know, he doesn't want to start up with the king. But if he's willing to kill his fellow friend because he wants to take his assets, when the guy says, oh, it's Chuma, that's going to stop him. So the basic answer the first you give is yes. We have this concept, we discussed it many times in the past, that people have very often completely misplaced priorities. Meaning, we're not saying that certain mitzvahs are more important than others, but clearly murder is one of the worst averes. And this person would be willing to murder and steal, but not be willing to be Eivor Archuma. Where do we find a similar concept? By the Kahanim, with the din of Tumas Meis, that the Gemara brings, cases where Kahanim would fight to do the Avodah. There's actually a case where one Kohen actually went and stabbed or maimed another Kohen to the point where the Kohen was going to die in the Beis HaMikdash, and the victim's own father, what was he concerned about? Take him out, it's going to make everything tummy over here. Right, and we have Taisus. We spoke at Taisus in a couple of places. Taisus points out that by Kahanim they were more makbid. Some Kahanim that weren't completely shemitah mitzvahs, they weren't so makbid on tumah v'tahara, and then I'm makbid on tumas meis v'shorna, and not necessarily makbid even on ritzicha, but they'd be makbid on. Sorry, they are makbid tumah v'tahara. They're not makbid on ritzicha, but they'd be makbid on tumah v'tahara. Again, it's a kunik thing, right? That they tumah v'tahara of a kohen can't become tummy. Ritzicha, not as makbid. It doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's much more chomer not to kill somebody. Becoming tummy is not even an iser necessarily. I mean, that's supposed to chila, but it happens sometimes. But still, we find the concept of misplaced priorities. So that's a simple answer.
Change it?
I'm sorry.
Can you, They make it pious instead.
Correct. But that's very good. That specific Gemara you're referring to is when someone pushed someone off the ramp and it broke. Okay. I mean, there's two different versions there. The Pasha says he broke his leg. Maybe Taki did die. Yeah, and Achami similar in Yuma over there in those conversations. Very good. In the close to this conversation about the pious is where this Gemara is. That's correct. So the point is that sometimes we have misplaced priorities, and that's what the Gemara is. The Mishnah suggests over here, you make a neder that is truma, for that I'll be careful. The Rosh says much more practical. Truma has much less value. The guy's trying to steal something that's worth money. He's trying to steal all the produce. If all the produce is truma, then it doesn't have the same value. Truma has restrictions, has less people that can eat it, it can't become tummy, it's much less value on the market. And therefore, he's just convincing the guy it's not worth your time to steal it because it's not marketable, because it's truma. Taisus asks, one second, that's all good. When you have a guy stops like coming to plunder, coming to kill, and you're trying to dissuade him. But by the case of the third case, the Meichsin, the tax collector needs his taxes. So if this is Truma, okay, give me something else. What is it going to help to say this produce is Truma? He's going to want to take a replacement. He wants his tax. The Gemara is going to point out, we're talking about an illegal tax. Fine. But even so, he's still going to want to take something, a different asset instead. Taisus answers that perhaps we say that even the tax collectors, they wouldn't, especially these forceful negative tax collectors, they wouldn't shepherd those that were being meilich, that were like apitrupsin, or being meilich truma for kahanim. Since he's clearly has a whole batch of truma for kahanim over here, he's someone that's watching produce for the kahanim. Therefore, maybe that'll be his protection. That's Tosfos's answer from the meilichs for the tax collectors. Rabbeinu Peretz suggests the enachanami. That this idea that we said that you can make a neder that's truma was for the first two cases. For haragim, the murderers, charamim, and the ones that are coming to stomp plunder, but the mayors and tax collectors, the only way to dissuade him is that it belongs to the king. But the truma would not dissuade the mayorsin. Not that he wouldn't take the truma, but it wouldn't help because he would just take something else instead. And therefore, it must be that he's saying all my assets are based on melech, and therefore that would dissuade the tax collector as well. Now again, we touched on this before, but now we'll just put some names to it. So the Mefarish, Rambam, Ritva learn, this is all a continuation of Nidri Ainsim, but the Maskim has a little bit of a different outcome because the Nidri here, like we said, is somewhat Chal. The other Rishon learn that this is Bichal, a new category. It's a new category of, seemingly, it's the Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear like this. The Shulchan Aruch lists the four Nedarim that we started our parak with, four Nedarim that are all Nidri, that are all Mutter. These Nedarim don't even need a Heter Chacham, they're all Mutter. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, like we pointed out in the past, for the Tesefta, the Rami Tesefta, that Lechatchila, even those four Nedarim, Nidri Havai, right, Nidri Aitzim, Nidri Shkaigim, a person shouldn't make those Nedarim Lechatchila. If he makes them, you don't need a Heter, but he should make a Lechatchila. And then afterwards, Shulchan Aruch brings a separate halacha that our Mishnah, our Nedarim, which seems to indicate that our Mishnah is a new, separate category, not really part of Nidri Ainsim. That is how the Shulchan Aruch seems to learn. And the Medayik, the Rishonim brings an agreement to Shulchan Aruch, the Medayik in the Shulchan Aruch, that this din that you cannot make the four Nedarim, Lechatchila, that din applies dafka to the four Nedarim. But in our Mishnah, you could do Lechatchila. You're being faced with this situation, and Lechatchila, you can make this neder in our Mishnah. Those four Nedarim that we say are fully mutter, so there's two fundamental differences. The four Nedarim from the first part of the parak, the halacha is the neder zachal, at all, you don't even need a heter chacham, but you cannot make those Nedarim Lechatchila. This neder of our Mishnah, you can, yes, make Lechatchila, but it is to an extent chal. Not that it needs a heter, it's chal for the day, but it is to an extent chal, so seemingly, it's not exactly identical to the prior Mishnah. Again, we do have Rambam, Mefarash, Ritva learning that it is connected to Nidre Aitzim. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah down. Beisham Aimer, when it comes to this neder to protect himself from these murderers or ganavim or tax collectors, Beisham says, Bakol Nidrin, you can make a neder, you can make all types of nedarim, chutz b'shvua. But you cannot make a shvua. Beisham says neder is okay, shvua is not. Beisham says no, shvua also have a license to make a shvua as well. Now the machlekes. Beisham Aimer lo yiftach lo neder. He shouldn't offer to make a neder. Meaning the victim over here shouldn't offer a neder. If they say prove it to us that it's really truma, then he can make the neder. But he shouldn't offer. Beisham Aimer av yiftach. He's allowed to even yiftach. He's allowed to initiate. Very clear here. It's even lechatchila. Beisham says he can even initiate. He can make the neder. And lastly, Beshamar Imrim, Bameshu Madirai, Beshamar says, when he makes an eder, he's only allowed to make an eder with what they're demanding from him. So they say, again, Beshamar fits very well as Shadasai. He can make an eder on his own, they have to demand it, and when he makes an eder, it's got to be what they demanded. So they demanded, please, not please, but promise us, prove to us that it really is Truma, make some sort of an eder that the parents of the world are usher if it's not Truma, or the like. He can only make an eder as to what they requested, but not add to it. Whereas Beisulaimrim, Afmashinim Adirei, you're allowed to also make an eder, even what they didn't ask for, you're allowed to even add to it. Which is not a chiddush. Beisul says he's allowed to make an eder on his own without them even asking. So Beisul says even when they ask, you can even add to what they ask. Okay. The Mishnah explains this last case. Ketzad, what do you mean adding to the eder? Amrlai, Emar Kainim Ishti Nenesli. So let's say the Ganav says to him, say a Kainim, that my wife can't benefit from me if this is not Truma. That's the eder that the Ganav suggests he makes. V'amar, the guy says, sure. Kainim Ishti, but he sticks in Ubanai. My wife and children, he didn't have to stick in Ubanai. He's talking about it, Nenesli. Beishamai says his wife will be mutter, but his children will be usher, because he had no need to add children. He had no right to add children. He only can make an eder as to what they are demanding, which is the wife, and the fact that he added children is his own issue, and the takanim yasu now. He says no, both are going to be mutter, and like you pointed out, in Beisil there's no major chiddush here. In Beisil, you already said that he could offer an eder on his own, so why wouldn't he be able to add on to the eder as well? The chiddush is in Beishamai. Step one is he can't offer the eder on his own. Step two is even when they push him that you make us this nether, he's got to make only that nether and not add to that nether. And if he does, we're saying the nether is chal legabe the banav. There is a shaila. The Mishnah only explains that the Yishalmi has a debate, and it's really machlikis in the farshim in the Yishalmi what the outcome is. We're saying in the Mishnah that in a case where the person makes a nether, according to Beishamai, for his wife, and he adds his children, which wasn't requested of him, the wife is mutter, the neder to his wife is mutter, the neder to the children is going to be aser. What about if they didn't ask him to make a neder, b'chlal, and he makes a neder? What about the prior case? The Mishnah gave a ketzad and elaborates what's going to be going to Beishamai if he adds, whatever he added, the neder is going to be chal. What if he wasn't asked to make a neder at all, and he makes a neder? What about over there? Are you going to say for sure over there also, according to Beishamai, neder is chal, and he doesn't get out of the neder? Or no, over there we're not going to say that. So the Yishalmi makes a diak. The fact that the Mishnah only elaborated the last case, the last machlokes b'sham b'sil, and not the middle machlokes, but three machlokes b'sham b'sil, right, to squat over out so quickly, Beishamai says, neder not shvua, b'sil says even shvua, Beishamai says, you can't open up with the neder, you have to wait for them to ask, b'sil says, you can even open up, you don't have to wait for them to ask, and Beishamai says, you can't add to the neder if they ask, and b'sil says, you could add to the neder, fine. So the Mishnah only elaborated on the last case, that if he added, according to Beishamai, the neder remains in effect for the part that he added. What about when they didn't ask for neder b'chlali, and he offered the neder, which Beishamai says he's not allowed to do? But let's say he did it anyway. Is the neder going to be chal according to Beishamai and remain in effect or not? So Yishalmi is medayik that the Mishnah only elaborated on the third case, and the Korban Eid and Pemesha take opposite outcomes from the diak. What is the Yishalmi's diak, and therefore what? The Korban Eid is the first on the Yishalmi. Korban Eid says that the Mishnah was saying on the last case, but even though he said in the last case, who adin, meaning even in the case where they asked him to make a neder, so he had a license to make a neder, if he adds, it's going to be in effect. Certainly in the case where he wasn't even asked to make a neder, he offered on his own, it's going to be in effect, according to Beishamai, and he won't be able to use this leniency of Tavar Mishnah Belev on the neder. That is the approach of the Korban Eidah. Okay, Mishnah is exactly opposite. The fact that the Mishnah only said in the Seifa would indicate that in the middle case, in the earlier case, Beishamai would agree for some reason that even though he shouldn't have made the neder, if he did on his own, then the neder is not going to remain in effect. That's a machlekes Pnei Mishnah and Korban Eidah in, again, the Yishalmi's interpretation of our Mishnah. Two other points here, and then we'll see tomorrow. First of all, Rambam Pirish Mishnah says this idea that he's allowed to make a neder to protect his assets is not just for himself. If, let's say, someone else's assets are at risk, he can do the same, has the same leniency, has the same heter to make the nether, according to Beisil, even make a shvua, to protect Yana's money as well. It's protecting money from being stolen from someone who's not proper. You have this leniency of making a nether and having in mind only for one day, they think it's forever, and that's how you get out of it. That applies, or nether, shvua, that applies both by his own assets and someone else's. And one other point on this Mishnah, according to Beishamai, again, we're saying that if he makes a nether, that he was told to make a nether about his wife should be asked to him if this isn't Juma. And he makes an eder, and he adds in his banav. So the wife, which he had a right to make an eder about, that neder is not going to last. But for the banav, the neder is going to last because he had no right to make a neder about the banav. What happened to the idea of neder shutu mezasa? Hatukul, we just said yesterday. We had a for the past plot and a half, we were discussing the idea that a neder that's partially undone is fully undone. Once you're saying the guy be the wife, it's not a neder. So the guy be the banav also, it shouldn't be a neder. Kishmak akasha. Very good. Kishmak akasha v'nachreinim. So some take the approach of of Eliza just said, Karen Ari says that the ned was never really chal the gabe the wife. Ned the shirtum says what kula is, if it was chal the gabe X or X and Y, and now the gabe X is no longer in effect, so it's also not in effect the gabe Y. But over here, it was never chal the gabe the wife, only the gabe the banav, and therefore we wouldn't say that the shirtum says what kula. The Nidri's reason says an exact opposite answer. Unbelievable. It also answers the question, he says opposite. How are we saying, one of the mechanics we spoke out, the neder is chal, even on the wife, but just for the day. He didn't speak out for the day, but he had a mind only for one day, and it's takachal for the day. So adarabah, it's not hutta miktasa tekula. The neder for the wife was chal in Gansin for the day only, but it was chal. That's not hutter. That was the term of that neder. And therefore, yes, the same for Rabbi Leib, would you want it to work for the banav, it doesn't work for the banav. He had no license for that. And therefore, it's not a neder shutta miktasa, and therefore you're not going to say hutta kula. So it's very interesting to hear another end of the season both come to answer why you don't say hutta mezasa kula, but they seemingly take almost opposite approaches. According to Karen Ira, we're saying that we viewed as if the neder wasn't even chal b'chlal, even though for the day it's chal, we viewed as if it was a chal b'chlal. According to the reason, adrabah, the neder was chal and completed, and therefore it's not neder shutra. Okay. Ask the Gemara. From Shmuel, Dina Machosadina. Ask Shmuel, the Gemara is bothered specifically by the case of the Meiches, tax collector. Shmuel says, Dina Machosadina. So why? Does he have a right to make these in Durham to get out of paying taxes? We're talking about a tax collector who has no fixed amount. You can't just randomly go collect. There's no proper law. If there's no rhyme and reason and no proper law, that's you're allowed to evade that type of tax collector because he's not doing proper. Or it's a tax collector that self-appointed himself. He wasn't under the authority of the king. He just is a strong arm person. Basically, it's another way of saying another ganav. So you have a ritzeach, you have the Charamim, which I got of him, and Meiches, which is also like another form of, we're talking about a case of not an appointed official tax collector, but a self-appointed tax collector, which is, anyway, basically another way, another form of being a ganav. Before we go further, on Dina Mechusadina, there's a major run, one of the most famous, maybe perhaps the most famous run in this Masechta for the many people, especially living in Eretz Yisrael, where the run brings the idea of Dina Mechusadina, he brings from Tesis. Dafka b'malchei ayvich chavim. Dafka when you have, I'm reading inside, it's about 12 lines down at the top of the page in the Ran. Dafka, when you have a malchus ayvich chavim, Aymer, do we say Dina Mechusadina? Mebesha aret shalai. Ran gives a reason. Because the land belongs to the melech, and if you don't want to abide by his rules, leave. So that's what we say Dina Mechusadina. If you don't want to abide by the rules, then get out of here. Avo b'malchei Yisrael. When it comes to a Jewish kingdom, you know the Dina Mechusadina, because in Yisrael, everyone is a Shatim. Everyone is right to Yisrael. So the Melech can't tell you in Yisrael, but the government can't tell you that if you don't like the rules, leave, because you don't have to leave. Everyone has a right to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, Dina Mechusadina, seeming at face value, applies everywhere else but Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a Mechus to Quran, to a Tesis, and then the Ran. People use this Ran very, in a very neglectful way to try to evade in Eretz Yisrael, abiding by the rules, paying taxes. But the Ran himself clearly says, what is it? At the very least, it's a shutvis. All the government, even if you hold that a government which is not up to Torah mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, a government that's not abiding specifically based on Torah mitzvahs, right now, Baruch Hashem, the new government seems to be a lot more inclined to do so. But even if you hold that a government not inclined by Torah mitzvahs is not going to be, is not something that you have to abide by al tzidim chusadina, it's no worse. This is Rav Vosha speaks out already, Rabbi Hershel Shechter's shita, Rabbi Yitzhak Berkowitz shita, speak out. There's no worse than a shutfis. If you live in a home association, and there's garbage that needs to be collected, and there's security that's needed here, and there's other requirements, everyone has to contribute. Why? It's part of the shutfis. You sign up as part of the shutfis. Even if you're not going to go to with the Mechusadina, it's no worse than a shutfis. So people have to be very careful with abusing, that's the word I was looking for, abusing Iran, so they're likely to say, it's an Eretz Yisrael, it's even if it would be, I'll be Torah mitzvahs, because I have a right to Eretz Yisrael just like anybody else, but certainly if they're not going to be Torah mitzvahs, I don't have to buy Adirim, L'chaira, it's a false premise, it's a false mistake, it's a false malach. But again, people, unfortunately, take this run out of context. Okay, and there's a lot of ink spilled based on this run, based on this conversation, but again, a lot of the Kedel Breskim say to calm down and be a mensch, be a normal person. You need your garbage collected, you need security, you need police officers, you need army, you need all this, you need medical care, you need all the services that are provided. What would be the havmina that you don't have to contribute as a shutif in the overall process? Okay. Says the Gemara further. I'm not elaborating on the other side. I'm not saying there is no other side and they don't have any basis. The basis is Ron and they do build it up. I'm just speaking out what I heard from Rabbi Berkowitz, what I heard from, I sober it down from Rosh Shechter, but I heard it in the Shir when I was living at Shul from Rabbi Berkowitz and from many also ultra right wing, we'll call it Rashivas, including Rashiva T. Kaplan, was pretty stark about people abusing this concept. Okay. Shein shel beis hamelech, af shein shel beis hamelech. We said the machine makes one of the army can make is that this belongs to the king, even though it doesn't belong to the king, he makes a neder in order to save it from the ganavim. Hechia neder. What is the neder? So we spoke this a lot already. Amar Rav, he says the peiros of the world should be asked to me. If it's not belonging to beis hamelech, then the peiros of the world should be usher to me. Which is his fancy, which is what he's saying. Basically, I'm promising it must be shel beis hamelech. Ask the Amar. Kivin Damar Yasru Israel Koper Dami. So I understand. So if he says all the prayers of the world should be asked to me, if this isn't Shabbat Melech, then it's taka true. Then meaning all the prayers of the world should be asked to him because this is not Shabbat Melech. So what's going on over here? So why is taka mutter? Why is that makes another? So the Mar Emer Hayyim. He says no, it should only be asked to me for the day. Ask the Mar Ida Amar Hayyim. Let me come in Meiches. If the Ganav hears him saying it's asked to me for the day, if it's not Truma, oh for the day, that's not a real promise. You're just going to refrain from eating the prayers today? That's not a real promise. So it's not going to work to push away the ganav, the meichas. The Mar explains, in his heart he's saying ayayim, he's not spelling it out in his lips. In his lips he just said this tam. The alpha gab is feel darsh blade in a dvarim. So the Gemara speaks out for us. Even though normally we say darsh blade in a dvarim, the gab aitzim shiny. Over here, the gab aitzim is different. The Gemara clearly refers to this as einus. It is an einus. This may not be called nidra aitzim according to many rishonim, but this is a case of aitzim, and therefore it's different qualification. Darsh blade over here are going to work. Now, on this basis, this Gemara, the Rashba brings, the Gemara takes for granted when a person says, yasru peyaso emalai. What's the term of that answer? Sounds like it should be also for him forever. Yes, prayers on my, which will be forever. Stam no term means forever. The Rashba in Chelik Vav in the Tshuva, he brings that if a person is makabel to support his friend and doesn't give a term, it means, unless he specifies a term, that means he's being makabel to support his friend forever. Unless he gives a term, that's the Kabbalah. He wants to do the Kabbalah. Ask for his Kashayla, get out of it. But he's considered a indefinite term. Whereas the Rashba says no. That normally when it comes to supporting someone, if he doesn't give a specified term, we say it means a year. That's a normal amount that person would agree to specify. But more than a year, not. Our Gemara, seemingly the Rashba, they bring a right to that Svara, the side of the Rashba, from our Gemara, that a Stam Neder would be, without a time, without a period, would be forever. You see in our Gemara also, that the prayer is the most Shabbat, and it doesn't say it should be Asr. Our Gemara says, if he says Ayayim, then it's for the day. But if he doesn't say Ayayim, then seemingly it's forever. And that would be similar to the Rashba, somewhat of a raya, to the Rashba's side over the Rashba. Okay. You can make a neder, but you can't make a shvua. Whereas Bezil says even a shvua. Beshama Imran Bamashe Umadirai, Beshama says with what he, this is just chasachazur over the Mishnah, with what he was demanded of by the Ganav that he can make a neder with, Beslam Afashena Madirai. Even with what he wasn't demanded of, he can make that neder. Ketzad. Omar Kernamishti Nenesli, the Omar Kernamishti Bani Nenesli. If the Ganav said make a neder that your wife cannot have enough from you, and the victim over here makes neder about his wife and his son. Beishama Emer Mishnah Materis Ben Avaser Asurim Beisil Emer Elav Elav Mater. Beishama says that the wife is mutter, but the sons are going to be aser because he had no right to make a neder about the sons. And Beisil says no, the sons also going to be mutter because he has a right to answer the neder. That's all Chazar for the Mishnah. Amar Ravuna Tana Beishama Emer Leiftekli Mishvua. There was 200 brises as follows. Beshama says you shouldn't open up with the shvua. Beshama says you can even open up with the shvua. Okay, so over here we're saying that Beshama says you shouldn't open with the shvua, and Beshama says you can let it open with the shvua. Sounds like according to Beshama, you just can't open with the shvua, But with a neder, you could open. In our mission, we said, Beshameld, you can't open even with a neder, only if they ask for a neder. Says Gemara, the Beshameld Beshvud Loi Yiftach Loi, Habana Yiftach Loi. According to the Brisa, that sounds like Beshameld, you can't open the net with the Shvuah, but a neder you could open with, he's allowed to open up. He doesn't have to wait for them to demand it. He can open up with the neder. In our mission, we learned that Beshameld, you can't open up with the neder. Vasu, Miftach Loi Yiftach Beshvuah. And the second thing is, it was saying in the Brisa, Beshameld says you can't open up with the Shvuah. Sounds like, but if they ask you, you could make a Shvuah. Hamidr, made another b'shvuah, but he could make a shvuah if that's what is demanded by the ganav. Vatran, but our mishnah said also b'shamayim b'kol noy duchas shvuah. You can make an eder, but not a shvuah. So we have two steers. The price to our mishnah first, and one steer is that's mashma the mishnah according to b'shamay. You can't make a shvuah at all, and the price is mashma they demand the shvuah. You can make a shvuah, and it's mashma the mishnah you can't open up with an eder according to b'shamay. Whereas in the price is mashma the b'shamay you only can't open up with a shvuah, but with an eder you can open up. Says the Gemara, Tana Masisa ben Eder Ladiachach to Beishamai, Tana Brisa Beshuah Ladiachach to Beisilu. The Gemara says, Kshmak Eteretz, both are, take the extremes. Our mission is true in the extremes that according to Beishamai, you can't open up with a neder, and you can't open up. Certainly, you can't open up. You can't even, you can't even make a shvuah even if it's demanded. And our mission is teaching us the kayach of how chamer Beishamai is. The Brisa which spoke in those terms, which speaks about opening up by the Shavua, is going to teach us the Chiddush of Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel allows you to even open up by the Shavua, but in a Chami, even though Beis Shammai is just saying you can't, he means there's a lot more things he can't do, he's just corresponding to Beis Hillel. So the Brisa is teaching us the leniency of Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah teaches us the Chumra of Beis Shammai. It's answer number one. Answer number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Pesach, in the Brisa is a whole new conversation. Rashi Amar Chatani, Beshamar Ein She'en La B'Shvua. Pesach over there means like opening up, not offering a Shvua to trick the Ganavim. It means a person who made a Shvua, could he go to Chacham and petition for a release of the Shvua? And Beshamar says, no, Ein She'en La B'Shvua. You can't have a Pesach, don't go to the Chacham to undo a Shvua. Shvua is too Chamer, Shvua is too Chamer, you can't undo a Shvua. So according to Rashi, it's a whole new machlokes unrelated to the rest of the conversation here about the ganavim, and therefore it's not a stira to the diak in our mishnah. Again, the reason why b'shamay says shvuz chamer, whether in the end of the last gemara or b'chal in the mishnah, is because by shvuz we have the pasuk of leyinake, a person makes a shvuz will not be considered clean. Top words, if you look in the Ran, top line of the page, chosh b'shvuz the mechamira the kasuba leyinake. We had the masechta earlier in the gemara already. We had the idea that shvuz mechamer because a kash baruch won't cleanse one who makes a shvuz. It's a lashon used by shvuz and not by neder. Okay. If a person says, let these baby trees be hektish if they don't fall down. Meaning, to be clear, the Gemara, we're talking about trees that are very much in danger, strong winds of blowing down. And he says, you know, he's so convinced they're going to fall down. If they don't fall down, let them be hektish. Or he says, talus carbon imain es refes. This talus should be hektish, carbon, lush of hektish. If it's not as refes, if it doesn't get burnt, meaning it's in danger of being burnt. He says, if it gets salvaged, it should be hektish. Halachas yesh lam pigin. Then, if the taka don't get burnt or the tree doesn't fall down, then they are hektish, and yesh lam pigin is a fancy way of skipping that hektish. They need to be redeemed, which is a fancy way of saying hektish. Marzi even ain't asked, why are we saying yesh lam pigin? They can be redeemed. Just say, they are hektish. Okay. Harenitis elu carbon achiksu. What if he says that these trees should be kaddish until they fall down? He's so convinced they'll fall down. He said that these trees should be kaddish until they fall down. Talus of carbon should serve, or this talus should be hektish until it is burnt. Ain lem pigeon. In this case, ain lem pigeon. They never have pigeon. The Gemara explains exactly what this means. What this means is, does this mean it's not kaddish in a pigeon? Or we'll see later what the Gemara holds it means. Actually, what it means is it is kaddish. It's kaddish. But the point is, you say it's kaddish. If you redeem it, it's kaddish again. You keep saying it should be kaddish until it falls down. So no matter, ain pigeon is not going to help. Pigeon will help because it'll keep becoming kaddish. We'll see in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara a question in general. We pointed out when we read the Mishnah. Why are we talking about yesh lam pigeon and the pigeon? Listen to Kedushas and Kedushas. Just say it is Kaddish and it's not Kaddish. Say in the ratio it's Kaddish and say it's not Kaddish. If that's the point, why is saying and the opinion, yesh the opinion, and the opinion? Gemara says, I did the Mussi Sefer, and the opinion, because in the Sefer we mean to say and the opinion. Like we just explained, that again, it's a machalik exactly what the Pshat is, but we go with the simple Pshat that he was saying that that these items should continuously be Kaddish till they fall down. So therefore, in that case, it's going to be Kaddish no matter what, and pigeon is not going to help. So therefore, we want to say specifically Lashem Ein LaPigeon, so the Reisha matched it with Lashem of Yesh LaPigeon, and Achami the Reisha, we could have said, it's Hareza Kaddish, but we said Yesh LaPigeon to to be symmetrical with the Sefer. Tanam Reisha, Yesh Lam Pidyon. What exactly was his nether? What was his nether? I mean, the first question is, every tree eventually falls down. It could be 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. Every tree falls down. So what exactly was his nether that he's saying that he's saying that this should be hektish if it falls down? Says the Gemara, Amar Meimer, but Eimer, if it doesn't fall down. But Eimer, im ein ktsasas hayayim. The case is where he said, if it doesn't fall down today, he was saying this should be hektish if it doesn't fall today, because he was so sure it's going to fall. He didn't expect it to fall today, and the day passed, and it didn't fall. We're saying the chiddush is that the nether is chal. Im kelam the meimer, what's the chiddush? He made a nether. Why should it be chal pshita? There's a great wind blowing when he said the nether, and I would have thought that he made the nether in expectation that the tree's going to fall, and therefore, if it doesn't fall, it shouldn't be chal, because maybe it's like a nidre. The first we discussed that maybe this should be like a nidre einsim. Three of machlokes in the Shani, by the way. Some connected to nidre einsim, some connected to nidre shegigin, and some connected. Sorry, not the shegigin. Nidre is reason and nidre motivation, and some connected to the quote called nidre tois. It was a false premise. Stam nidre tois, which would sound like nidre shegigin, but okay. The Rishani give three different descriptions of which nether from the prior list it relates to, but either way, it's not mamish like them, because adraba, the nether ultimately is chal. Says the Gemara. Valkatani, this is not a question, this is a raya. Valkatani, gabitalis. And we talk and learn the gabitalis, a similar idea. We learn about talis, he makes a nether about the talis. If it's not burnt, it should be hektish. Now, what's the case? Talis is revikaima. Stam talis is for sure going to be burnt? Avadanat. So, why would a person make a nether that the talis doesn't get burnt? It should be kaddish. Says the Gemara. Kagayan, if you have the gears of enemies, yes, the case is where it was shaykh, fire, or leave it out. Kagayan, the case is where there is a fire raging near the talus. Hachanami, and therefore he makes an eder, if it survives the burning, it should be kadash. So hachanami, back to the answer we gave by the trees, zikin of fish. We're talking about where there's strong wind, and therefore he's saying if you can save for the wind, it should be kadash. And the salka daitach, here they were supposed that, we spoke that already. Salka daitach, the masaka daiti, lem satsan. You would have thought that he thought for sure it wasn't going to be saved. He made an eder only because he thought it wasn't going to be saved. That's why he made an eder, but really the eder shouldn't be chal, because again, the three of machlokes we spoke on the Rishonim, I forget it says what, Ran, Rosh, Tesis, but whether it should be in the category of Nidre Einsim, or Nidre Shegin, or Nidre Zuizen, you would think it's not a real nether, because he thought for sure it's going to be destroyed. Kamashpala, no, it is a real nether. Such a nether does not fit the categories, and it's going to be a real nether. We'll stop over here. Thank you for tomorrow, Hashem. Have a wonderful day.